any and all of us, when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, we can look back and remember that special touch we got. Whether you're an 8-year-old kid or whether you're a 108-year-old kid, it doesn't matter. When the Lord touches you, there is that burning desire that comes within your heart, within your whole being. And that desire, that burn that I'm talking about, is so amazing that you, as a Christian, want to feel it again. You want to feel it again. You know, it can be frightening. It can be frightening from the standpoint that when God speaks, there is a burning power within His words. We have been warned time and time again in any conflict. Seek wisdom through my word, says God. I've given you direction for your life. So many people throwing up their hands saying, I just don't understand. And pastors like me throwing up our hands and said, did you read the book? Did you read the scripture? The holy word of God. Now, I want us to remember something this morning about the message I'm going to bring. This message has been burning in my heart. But I want you to understand, when you watch TV programs, of course, I've been hooked on NCIS for years. It's not just because it's Marine Corps, but that didn't hurt. But been hooked on NCIS. Well, have you noticed on your TV programs or any of the shows a lot of times, it'll come on the screen and you see all this excitement. You will hear all of the shouts of horror or whatever it is as soon as it comes on. And then all of a sudden the caption comes up a half hour before or 3 days before what you just saw. It comes on the screen. Well, what they did is do what I told you I do all the time, and so many people have a hard time believing, but it's a fact. I read the last chapter of a book to see whether I want to read the rest of it. I'm wasting my time if it's got a bad ending. I want to read the last chapter. Well, when I read the last chapter of the Bible, go ahead and try that. Read Revelation. Tell me you don't have a burning desire to read the rest of it. It's exciting. Well, this morning's message is this way. I'm going to give you a scripture that doesn't come out until all way up in the day. And that special day was actually Resurrection Day. Now, let me give you this one also. On Resurrection Day, Jesus physically revealed himself 5 times that day alone. Now, if you'll turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, you will see there are 53 verses in that chapter. Now, in the 53 verses in Luke 24, you will find Resurrection Sunday, and you'll get all the way to the end, and you'll see 40 days later. In those 53 verses, you're going to witness the ascension, resurrection of Christ and the ascension of Christ. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But it's exciting because the Word of God is so powerful. His Word started everything. Words. It started everything that exists. You and me, God spoke, we existed. We still exist because of His Word. That Word is so powerful, He said, I want you to know that I'm going to burn it into your spirit, into your heart. I'm going to even burn it into your mind, the physical mind. He said, my word is going to be so powerful, I want you to understand how much I love you. So therefore, I'm giving you my word. And then what did he do? His word came down physically. Let's stand together and read his word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Burning hearts. Here we go. This happened about midday on Resurrection Sunday, Luke 24, verse 32. They ask each other, I'll fill you in with the story. They ask each other, was not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? The burning heart. Jeremiah cried out, Lord, your word is so powerful. Lord, I decided I'm not going to talk about you anymore. Because every time I bring your word up, somebody's throwing something at me. And Lord, it just hurts too much. The pain of life is so great. Then Jeremiah says, but your word is like a fire burning deep within. And the more I try to refrain from preaching, I cannot hold it. And you know what else he said? Lord, you're not fair. Your word's too powerful. That's what Satan says. It's not fair. Your word of love is too powerful. I cannot destroy your children. I can't make them do anything. I can only trick them. Your word's too powerful. I'll paraphrase this. The Lord said, get over it, Satan. Those are my children. I love them. And this burning desire, when God's word is a part of your spirit. You see, you're living and breathing today because of the Spirit of God. His Christ. He said, I'm coming down. Now, you got to picture this, because I'm going to show you how he went up in a little bit. You got to picture this. God the Holy Spirit comes down to Mary, and Mary becomes pregnant with the Son of God. You didn't see the Holy Spirit coming down. In a little bit here, you're going to be able to witness through the script the physical Jesus going back up. He came from heaven. He did not come from the earth. Jesus came by Holy Spirit power from heaven. He came down. He knew his way back up. But he came down for a purpose. He came down to burn inside of all who would listen the everlasting love of his Father. His Father sent him as a love message to you and me. I want you to burn the power of my love in their spirit, in their heart, in their mind. Let them know I am their God and I love them. And whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Period. You cannot fight the burn of Almighty God's love without feeling the power of God's hand upon you. God says, I love you. I touch your heart. That's when we stepped out or we said, yes, Lord, I surrender to you. That was that burn. It's awesome. What a feeling. Burning hearts come from a walk with Jesus. You pray, Lord, can I walk with you? Well, sure, Larry, I've been walking with you. Well, Lord hadn't noticed. Yeah, you sure haven't. Been there? Are you there? The Lord says that I will burn inside of you when you walk with my Son. Listen to Luke 24:13. This is Resurrection Sunday. lay the groundwork. The women have already been to the tomb. They've already seen Jesus twice at the tomb. They go back to tell these ornery men that it weren't there. They get there to tell them the Lord is not there. He has risen. None of them believe her. Mary Magdalene, nobody believed her. Woman, you're foolish. But Peter, the scripture says, why she's told this to them, Peter jumps up and takes off running. It's Peter, the one who denied him, takes off and goes running. Peter had the fire lit in him. Because it wasn't just the word from Mary that Jesus is not there. It was the burning power of the Word of God that convicted Peter to begin with, that was telling him, go! My son has risen like I told you he would. Go! Peter takes off, and the day is set. Jesus has conquered the grave, death. But you know this? The five times Jesus appeared on that Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, he only appeared to those closest to him, those 11 disciples, the women who were so faithful in ministry to him. Only to those who walked with him he appeared. That's all that saw him on that Resurrection Sunday. And that's all that needed to see him. Man, did they start preaching. Now, I know this will hurt some Baptist ears. Women and men started preaching the Word. Get over it. The Word of God is powerful and burns into your heart. Jesus says, in that day, my Spirit will be poured out on men and women. Women will prophesy. Old men will see visions. Young men will dream dreams, or vice versa. But it says the power has come. But you see, the power has come. And it's a burning power. Comes from a walk with Jesus, Luke 24:13. Now that same day, Resurrection Sunday, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, the Emmaus Walk. The Methodists have done tremendous with the Emmaus Walk outreach. About 7 miles from Jerusalem, Luke 24:17. Jesus is coming on the scene. Here they are walking along to Emmaus. Jesus resurrected comes onto the scene and he starts walking among them with the other two. Listen. He asked them, Jesus asked, what are you discussing together as you walk along? And they said to him, man, are you such a stranger in this area that you don't even know what's going on? And then they told him the story about Jesus, not realizing they're talking to Jesus. And they had made the statement I started with later on. Did you not feel the burn? How did they feel the burn inside of them? That burn was the truth of the Word of God. Jesus started rightly dividing the Scripture. And no, folks, the New Testament wasn't printed yet. It's talking about the Scripture dealing with Moses, the law, the prophets, the Psalms, and in preaching Christ. That, see, the Old Testament preaches Christ to come. We're a New Testament church. He came. And he's coming back. Amen. He knows my name. Does he know your name? Have you introduced yourself to him? He says, I am going to tell you something. So he starts preaching to them. That didn't like a preacher. You try to get one little yes or no answer out of any of us, what happens? You get a whole sermon. Now, Brother Larry, I want to ask you a question. Now, the answer is yes or no. I don't want to compare us to politicians. Have you ever heard a politician ever answer a question? Gosh. Well, see, there's not a yes or no answer. So often, when a question about the Word of God comes up, well, I don't know. Are you a Christian? Are you a believer? Well, what do you believe? I believe there's a God. Well, good. Satan believes and he trembles. He knows there's a God. So the answer seems long, but it must be a burning answer, scriptural. What's going to touch your heart? Certainly not what knowledge, little knowledge I have in my mind, but what will touch your heart happens to be the same power that has touched every heart since the beginning of time. That's the power of the Word of Almighty God. That's the power. That's the power of the walk to Emmaus. It's the Word of Christ. When our hearts burn, it comes from the fellowship with Jesus. I got to walk with Jesus and then a fellowship with him. Or they're getting to their destination. You know, it's about 7 miles away, so they're getting to their destination. A lot of preaching going on in 7 miles. I'd have a ball with you all for 7 miles of preaching. Because I don't walk that fast anymore. So 7 days, we ought to get there. But as they're walking along, they're coming to the place where they're going to stay. And Jesus acts as though he's continuing to go on. And they said, wait a minute. Will you stay with us? Come in and eat with us. You know, just stay here tonight. Stay with us. Long journey. On you come. It's getting close to dark. So Jesus goes to dine with them. Here's something interesting. The scripture never says that he ate a bite at this meeting. But it does say this. Luke 24, verses 30 and 31. When he was at the table with them, now picture this, he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Don't you think maybe they're starting to look at each other when this starts happening? I remember something about the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, where this took place. And he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. At that point, is that not, my friends, the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper to remind us of the brokenness, to remind us of the story of what was committed? Now listen to me. Then, right after he did this, their eyes were open and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. That'll do it too. Here he is sitting there breaking the bread. No scripture that says he had anything to do with the eating yet. And as soon as they recognized him, he disappeared. You see, you and I have a power inside of us of knowing the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. And it is through that Word that you give power to others. Not through yourself. Not through anything that you do. But through the Word that Christ gave. He broke it. They recognized him. He disappeared. Well, what happened? Had other business to take care of. You see, don't we understand that my job, your job as a Christian, is to introduce someone to Jesus, and then we physically move out of the way. I want you to see Jesus. I don't want you to see me. I want you to hear the Word of God. I don't want you to hear my Word. I want you to know that you had just been touched by the Master's hand. And when God touched them, opened their eyes, I know it's Jesus. They got it. Oh, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. His word burned within me. And I said yes to him. And therefore, I will forever, throughout eternity, know Jesus. And he knows me. Woo! He knows me. He knows you, Christian. Get excited over that. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But it was fellowship time. Fellowship with the Lord is, I want you to be comfortable. Here, I will feed you. Do not we feed the world with the Word of God? Is it not right for us to rightly break and divide the Holy Scriptures so that others may feel the burn of Christ within them? If you haven't felt that burn, you got a problem. You listen to me. The Master's hand is powerful. Oh, not like a burning fire, but like a feeling like you've never had before. Remember that time when you said yes to Jesus? Man, I floated down that aisle. I know I walked, but inside this 8-year-old body coming down the aisle of Buffalo, Kentucky, Buffalo Baptist Church, I was floating, zooming right on down there. They're on a walk with Jesus. They stop to fellowship, and he disappears. Burning hearts come from revelations from Jesus. Jesus said, I will reveal myself to you. My Father has given me power. The power that he has given me, I give to you. And I will reveal myself to you. You reveal me to those who don't know me. Then I'll talk to them personally. It comes about by the Word of God. It's always God. It's always His power. It's always His Word. It's always His love that you and I have hope in. I remember again the country parson's little column. It used to be in a local newspaper. And I always smile at it about when a friend or someone passes on, whether I even knew the name or not, look at it. And I remember a country parson's article said, heaven is a place where you meet a lot of people you thought you were getting away from when you left earth. We ain't getting away from each other. We have an eternity of good times ahead of us. All the momentary problems of this life are nothing compared to what is waiting for us. Don't hold on to this world, folks. It offers you nothing. But you make sure that you are in the world, but not of the world. You promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's my calling. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word, Larry, in season and out of season. And I remember as a young preacher, I was thinking, football season, baseball season, which season? It meant whether you feel like it or you don't. You preach the word. It's not how you feel or even feel about the message you're preaching. You preach the word, what I give to you. For in the word is the power. And the power is in the blood. And the blood is in the Christian. And the Christian is in Christ. And Christ in Christian. And God in Christ. And the Holy Spirit bringing us all together is a God thing. And God says, I love you. And Jesus says, let me reveal something to you. Luke 24, verses 24 and 26. He said to them, oh, where's he at now? All of a sudden, memory disappeared. Well, that the guys on the Emmaus walk, they couldn't wait to go back and tell the rest of the disciples. They were in the upper room again. This was Sunday. Resurrection Sunday. So they turn around to go 7 miles back, which they would never do because it's dangerous on that highway from robbers and all after dark. No, they were too excited, and they hustled down that road to get back to tell them. They go in the upper room where the disciples and all the family that normally gather together with them. The big crew that always gathered together. And as they go in the room, they go in all excited. Well, guess what happens? Jesus just appears after they lock the door. Can't you imagine those two guys from on the Emmaus walk getting a tad shook up? They just saw him poof and he was gone. He arrives right now in the upper room and they're thinking it's a ghost. That's what they said, it was a ghost. I won't go into the depth of that. But Jesus did not say, you know, there's no such thing as the evil spirits or ghosts. He didn't say that. He said, I'm not a ghost. But listen to this, Luke 24, 25, 26. He said to them, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? Just like he said he would. It had to happen that way. And here you are whining about it. Well, they're still looking at him. He's standing there. They see the holes in his hand. Well, that tells us something about that glorified body we're getting, doesn't it? We're recognizable. The hole in his side. Beauty of his suffering for you and me. Isn't it amazing? And Jesus says to them, believe. You want to burn inside of your heart? Believe. For when the power of Christ comes upon you, there will be such an amazing feeling, not of power, but of peace that overshadows you. Why is that Christian smiling? They just lost someone dear to them. They didn't lose anyone. They'll see them later. That's the way life is. I don't know. Have any idea when I'll leave this earth? You don't either. When you'll leave. But I do know this. I'm leaving it with Jesus. But I'm not leaving you. If I go first, see you later. If you go first, see you later. It won't be very long. Think of it. The power of the burning of the Word of God that He has allowed us to be able to feel. Don't you see the honor in that? The prophets of old preached about the time would come, the time in which we're living, when the Holy Spirit of God would be poured out to indwell mankind continually. They preached it, but they didn't receive it then. They would receive the power of the Holy Spirit when it came time to do something specific for God. And then that Holy Spirit would withdraw. Not the hand of God withdraw, but that Spirit would withdraw. Until something else important needed to be done on God's schedule. But he said, the day is coming, the day in which you live and the day in which I live, when I will pour out my Spirit on the heart of man and my Spirit will indwell them. He's living right inside of you. He's touching your heart, watching over your foolishness, guiding you right through your own mistakes that you make in life. He's got his arm around you. He's telling you how much he loves you. And if you look real close, you'll see some holes in the hand, holes in the feet. But you're going to be too excited to look, aren't you? You just know from that power you're living and walking with Jesus. I don't know about the miracles of God, but I've seen them. I've watched God do amazing things in my life and in the lives of those that I know. And I believe that He continues to do those things. People say in our generation, no such thing as miracles anymore. That was a first century church. Well, get a life. I happen to be a part of the first century church. This time period of the church age happens to still be going on. And Jesus is the same Jesus today as He was 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
The same Jesus as He was before He came down from heaven. What was His purpose? He came down to join with us and also to join heaven with earth. It had to be. He comes down spiritually. He is born as a baby. And at the last, in that last part of Luke 24, He's starting to ascend physically. The circle completed, the joining of God, heaven and earth. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Jesus connected us. I said, well, angels were around Him, weren't they? He didn't need them. Oh, they were always around Him. He knew the way. He's going home. Don't you remember what He said? My home is not of this world. And then He let us know something, Brother Randy. Yours ain't either. Woo! I'm connecting us. I don't have to look to see angels. I know Jesus, the Son. The angels will be there to escort. But Jesus cleared the road. And it don't get better than that.